AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A woman says Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker pressured her into an abortion in 1993 and paid for one after she became pregnant during their six-year relationship while Walker was married to his first wife. A former girlfriend said Walker did the same for her in 2009. Walker's response?
I'm done with this foolishness. I've already told people this is a lie and I'm not going to entertain continue to carry a lie alone.
The latest woman did not reveal her identity because she fears reprisals. Three men found guilty of backing a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
We find the defendant guilty.
In Michigan's Jackson County Circuit Court, Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Bellar were each found guilty on all three charges they faced, including providing material support for a terrorist act. They were members of a paramilitary group known as the Wolverine Watchmen and held firearms drills with Adam Fox. He was convicted in federal court of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. State Attorney General Dana Nessel hailed the outcome.
Terrorist attacks and mass shootings are not spontaneous events. They're the result of planning, plotting, and amassing resources in a buildup to violent acts.
Of the 14 men arrested, five have now been convicted, two have pleaded guilty, and two acquitted. The other five still face charges in state court. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Wisconsin, Darryl Brooks convicted of killing six people when he drove his SUV through a Christmas parade near Milwaukee last year. He faces a mandatory life sentence on each homicide count. Los Angeles City Council, following a recess to clear chanting protesters from the chamber, formally rebukes two councilmen and the council's former president for racist comments and involvement in a racism scandal. A mixed close on Wall Street. Dow up 2 points. The S&P dropped 28. This is AP News. Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman's rocky debate performance causing some concern in the state. Voter Alex Reaver expects, however, most people can see he's still recovering from a stroke.
Some people see this as a fitness issue. I don't, because I think he's still cogent and smart and capable. But some people, because of the speech issue and the hearing issue, have some concerns. And it's a shame we can't fast forward and see how that's going to work out. I think people are concerned, but I think a lot of people that know John love John.
Mehmet Oz, a celebrity doctor, is Fetterman's Republican opponent. There are some 33,000 registered voters in Nye County, Nevada. County election officials have organized five teams of five people each to hand count ballots cast by mail ahead of Election Day. One group took 3 hours to tally 50 ballots. There's no estimate on how many days it will take to count all the ballots. Nye County officials agreed to the hand count because they're concerned about the various voting machine conspiracies. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.